Today, we're going to be talking with Dr. Philip Westbrook, who's a former faculty member at both Mayo and UCLA. He studied in the area of sleep for 30-plus years and founded the Center for Sleep Disorders at both the Mayo Clinic and at Cedars-Sinai. Welcome to the show, Dr. Westbrook.
Thank you, Marcia.
Nice to be talking about sleep, since it's one of the foundational areas of our energy. What do you wish people knew, the average person out there? What do they need to understand about sleeping?
Well, I think the first thing they need to understand that it's absolutely necessary. I mean, it is not a choice. If you don't sleep, you pay an extreme price. If you don't have adequate sleep, people think that they can steal time from sleep to do other things. And that's especially true in our very, you know, hectic society. We tend to think that we can get away with little sleep. We can get away with it for perhaps a little bit, but studies clearly show that if you lose as much as an hour a night out of your required sleep need, which is biologically set, you don't change that.
Does that vary person to person?
It varies from person to person.
Okay. Sure,
just like a lot of things vary from person to person.
Okay.
But it's everybody needs a certain amount of sleep. If you get less, you pay a price. You become sleepy during the daytime, less alert. You don't think as well, and your executive functions, reasoning and all, go downhill rather rapidly.
So what about for those of us, myself included, who have trouble either falling asleep or waking up in the middle of the night? How do we get a good quality night of sleep?
Well, you know, it's not easy. The thing about sleep is that in order for sleep to occur, the mind has to relax. And if I think of it as nobody will go to sleep if they're being chased by a tiger.
And or all the worries of the day.
Yes, tigers come in all sizes and shapes, and they can be internally as well as external. And so if you're being chased by a tiger, you have to get rid of that tiger first, and you have to learn to relax. So relaxation techniques if you're having trouble getting to sleep or staying asleep, which really means getting back to sleep. We all wake up numerous times a night, but most of us can go back to sleep right away. We don't even remember waking up. So you need to be able to quiet your mind and your body to be able to relax enough so that sleep will come.
Okay. So talking things like meditation, or deep breathing, that kind of thing?
Whatever works for any one individual, that's absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. So whatever helps quiet your mind to that relaxed state again.
That's right. Then sleep will occur, because sleep can be very powerful, especially if it hasn't occurred for a while.
Yeah. And when I find that I'm up at 2 a.m., it's my time, is it's nighttime thinking. It's the ridiculous, worrisome voice that I used to take seriously at 2 a.m., and now I realize it's just nighttime thinking, that just if I can just quiet that little voice.
That's right. One of the things you don't want to do is to try to sleep. Because it is not a willful process, is it? I mean, you can't force yourself to go to sleep. If you try, you're just going to get more anxious and upset. The fact is that sleep typically occurs in two sort of phases throughout the night. There's the initial rather deep sleep, and then after you've obtained what we call three or four sleep cycles, then sleep lightens, and you do tend to wake up more easily and stay awake more easily. A lot of people will wake up and spend an hour or so awake at night. Don't worry about it, as long as you're giving yourself enough time to get enough sleep.
So I shouldn't be worried when I'm up in the middle of the night and I'm thinking, oh, I think I'll write something or I'll read something.
No.
I go back to sleep, as long as I'm getting my decent night's sleep that my body needs.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm okay.
Don't worry about it. If that's your pattern and it doesn't bother you and it doesn't bother anybody else, and you're getting your required number of hours of sleep per 24 hours, then you're fine.
Oh, that's interesting. What about napping as a way to catch up? Or
napping is a good way to catch up, and in many societies, as you know, that's the norm.
Nice. So it doesn't all have to be the 7 hours in a row.
No.
You just pay attention to your body.
That's right. You pay attention to your body. Napping is a good thing. As long as you don't get upset because you're not sleeping 8 hours at night. So you can't sleep 2 hours in the day and sleep 8 hours at night. That's just too much sleep. If you nap for an hour or so, just subtract that from the time you're going to be asleep.
So what happens if you get too much sleep?
You don't.
Okay, you don't. So you can't overdo.
No, you can't overdo.
Okay.
There's, for normal people who are not ill from something else, your brain needs so much sleep, of certain kinds of sleep, and once it gets that, you'll be awake again.
Okay. You talked about the consequence if you don't get enough sleep. What is actually happening during the sleep that refreshes and re-energizes?
That's a great question, and unfortunately, we still don't know the answer to that.
Huh. We don't know.
We really don't know the answer to that. Huh. I mean, it's been a very difficult thing to study the inner workings of the brain. We do know for sure that if you don't get sleep, there are consequences. But why there are those consequences, we don't know. If you don't get enough sleep, for instance, the one thing we all know is we don't feel well. We just feel miserable. We feel tired. We feel sleepy. We don't function as well. And that decrement in function is quite measurable. I mean, we've done it on, for instance, Marines, on maneuvers,
mm-hmm.
and see how they are when they have enough sleep, and see how they are at the end of a week's worth of training, and where they get very sleep deprived, and it's frightening how badly they behave.
So their perception is off.
Perception is off. Their marksmanship is off. Their judgment is off. Everything they do is off.
Wow. So when I think about my friends and colleagues and family members who rob sleep to get more done in the day, the cost, it could be taking them a lot longer to do what they do during the day.
Exactly. It can take them, and strangely enough, we don't perceive this. I mean, we have studied people who say they're wide awake, and the next minute they're asleep.
And I think of people that are in dealing with difficult issues, and sleep is often something that goes away. And it's sort of the irony, it sounds like their perception ability to handle the stress is even further diminished by the lack of the sleep.
That's right. It feeds on itself.
Is there something else that you want me, that you think I should be asking that would be very helpful tips that you'd like people to know?
Well, one of the most common sleep disorders, besides difficulty getting to sleep and staying asleep mostly due to stress, is the disease called sleep apnea. It's becoming increasingly prevalent in our society, because it is strongly linked to obesity. And as you know, our population is getting fatter. So it is a common disorder, and it can be life-threatening. It's characterized usually by obesity, by loud snoring, by gasping or choking during the sleep, and by repetitive episodes of inadequate breathing during the night, which cause awakenings, very brief, unremembered awakenings.
So I have sleep apnea, as you know, and so luckily my partner noticed I stopped breathing, yeah. Which is helpful to know.
Yeah.
For those folks who don't have someone to witness their sleeping, how would they know? They wouldn't necessarily hear themselves snoring.
No, you don't hear yourself snore because it's happening during sleep, and you don't hear it. I mean, the snore is deaf to the sound.
Right.
If they're tired during the daytime, if you fall asleep during the daytime, when you don't intend to, regardless of the surrounding circumstances, it's a sign that you're not getting enough sleep, and one of the causes could be sleep apnea.
Talking about the best of ourselves, so one of the things you're clearly saying in all your years of study of sleep is make sure you get enough.
Make sure you get enough.
Do it.
Right.
And you can't make it happen, so do what you need to do to get in that relaxed state.
That's right. And give yourself the opportunity to sleep enough. That's one of the things we tend not to do. We don't give ourselves enough time to get the sleep we need.
Yeah, to sleep, perchance to dream.
Exactly.
Thank you, Dr. Westbrook. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you, Marcia.